أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله حمدا طيبا كثيرا مباركا فيه كما ينبغي لجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على من بعث رحمة للعرب ومن سار على دربه ليوم الدين. عدد خلقك ورضى نفسك وزنة عرشك ومداد كلماتك التي لا تنفد أبدا، وكلما ذكرك الذاكرون وغافل عن ذكرك الغافلون. أما بعد، يقول الله: أو من كان ميتا فأحييناه وجعلنا له نورا يمشي به في الناس كمن مثله في الظلمات ليس بخارج منها كذلك زين للكافرين. ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم: إنما مثلي ومثلكم ومثل الدنيا كمثل قوم سلكوا مفازة غبراء حتى لم يدروا ما سلكوا أكثر أو ما بقي أقل، أنفذوا الزاد وحسروا الظهر، فبينهم بقوا بين ظهراني المفازة لا زاد ولا حمولة، وقد أيقنوا بالهلكة إذ خرج عليهم رجل في حلة يقطر رأسه. قالوا: إن هذا لحديث عهد بريف وقد جاءكم من قريب. فلما انتهى إليهم قال: يا هؤلاء، قالوا: يا هذا، قال: على ما أنتم؟ قالوا: على ما ترى. قال: أرأيتم إن هديتكم إلى ماء رواء ورياض خضر ما تعملون؟ قالوا: لا نطيعك ولا نعصيك شيئا. قال: وتعطوني على ذلك عهودكم ومواثيقكم بالله تعالى؟ قالوا: نعطيك عهودنا ومواثيقنا بالله تعالى، لا نعصيك شيئا. فأوردهم ماء رواء ورياضا خضرا، فمكثوا ما شاء الله أن يمكثوا، ثم جاءهم فقال: يا هؤلاء، قالوا: يا هذا، قال: الرحيل. قالوا: إلى أين؟ قال: إلى ماء ليس كمائكم، وإلى رياض ليست كرياضكم. فقال جلهم، وهم أكثر القوم: والله ما وجدنا هذا حتى ظننا أن لن نجده، وأي عيش خير من هذا. وقال أقلهم: لقد أعطيتم الرجل عهودكم ومواثيقكم بالله تعالى، لا تعصوه شيئا، وقد صدقكم في أول حديثه، فوالله لا يصدقنكم في آخره. فراح في من اتبعه، وتخلف بقيتهم، فنذر بهم عدو، فأصبحوا بين أسير وقتيل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us example. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, this ummah, ummah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of all the nations, khayr al-umam. And despite our life is short, and our stay in this world is short, and another nations, they have long life, but we still the best of all nations. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you complete the 70th nation. We are the nation number 70. And this nation, the last to come to this world, and the first that enter Jannah. The Jannah, we rose, 80 rows of this ummah. Yani we are 2/3 of Ahlul Jannah. Alhamdulillah. But why? Because this ummah, they are the inheritance of all Anbiya. And they are the representatives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us in this hadith the example He said, "Innama mathali, my example and your example and the example of this world, this dunya. Innama mathali wa mathalukum wa mathalud dunya. Kamathali qawmin salaku mafazatan ghabra." This, like a group of people, a caravan, they wanted to cross a desert, a very dry, bare desert. There's nothing in this desert. Very dusty. Ghabra. There's no water at all. There's no plants at all. They walked till they don't know. They have finished the half of the journey or not. They don't know where are they. They finished the water and they finished the food that they have. And even they slaughtered their camels and their animals out of hunger. Now they have no lazada wala hamula. There is no food and there is no animals to carry them. وَقَدْ أَيْقَنُوا بِالْهَلَكَ. And they are sure now. They are lost. They are misguided. They don't know where they are. And they have no food, no water. أَيْقَنُوا بِالْهَلَكَ. They now convinced that they are dying. No way. And suddenly a man came in a suit. His head is dropping water. When they saw him, they said, "This man, he came from a gardens area, from reef." Reef, this meaning that Hadith Ahd is very near. And because, you know, his head is still dropping water, that's meaning it's still wet. Still wet. And water. Then the man in the suit, clean, that's meaning there's no, the storms and the wind of the desert with the sand is clean, and his head is still not dry. When he arrived, when he reached them, he said, "Ya ha'ula, O people." They said, "Ya hada, O man." This is the language of the Bedouins in the desert. He said, "Alam antum, what's happening to you? What's going on?" They said, "Alama tara, as you see." Then he said, "If I will guide you to a very sweet, pure water, very fresh water, and very fresh gardens full of all the fruits and vegetables, what will you do?" They said, "نطيعك ولا نعصيك شيئا." We will obey you and never disobey you. Then he said, "Are you ready? تعطوني موثيقكم بالله, موثيقكم عهدكم بالله تعالى. Are you ready to give me a covenant, a promise? And are you ready to swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will obey me and disobey me?" He said, "Yes, you want to save us, why not?" And then they gave him They gave him the covenant and they gave him this word. They take oath that they will never disobey him. Never forever. Then he guided them to this gardens and to this water. فَهَدَاهُمْ إِلَى مَاءٍ رُوَاءٍ وَرِيَاضٍ خُضْرٍ and green gardens. They enjoyed the life. They've been saved and then be guided after they were misguided. They were in a very, very critical and very miserable and very difficult life before this man came to them. And now the ulama, they say this hadith is very ajib. This was the ummah before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the situation in the Arab Peninsula and in all over the world. The people, they lived 600 years without a Nabi. From Isa alayhi salam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, 600 of years without Nabi. So the people in all over the world, the Christians, the Jews, the Yahud, the Hindus, all of the people in all over the world, they've been misguided and they've been far away from the truth. And they were very miserable life, very difficult life for all of them, but especially for the Arabs in the Arab Peninsula. And Rasulullah SAW came in such a condition. There were 360 idols in Baytullah al-Haram. Allahu Akbar. They been disguided. They were far away from the truth in the doctrine, how you say, the aqidah, the iman. Their iman was, they were shirkin. They took partners. They worship idols, stones. There were corruption in everything, the akhlaq, the manners, the muamalat, the muasharat, everything was corrupted. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with all the signs of truth. All the signs of truth. Yet they said one Bedouin, they have, you know, they know by cleverness, but they are talented to know who is truthful, who is false. They said, Ya Arabi, hada yadda'i annahu nabi. Ma rayuk? Fanadara ilayhi. They said, this man, he claims that he is a prophet. Then the man looked at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Wallahi, ma hada biwajhi kadab. He said, I swear by Allah, this face will never be liar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Am lam ya'rifu rasulahum? Are they not knowing their Nabi? Because he's from 10 kilometers, you know that he is Nabi. His shining face, his behaviors, his manners, his... They, أَمْ لَمْ يَعْرِفُوا رَسُولَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَهُمْ مُنْكِرُونَ. How they can deny? How can? Allahu Akbar. So Rasulullah SAW has called all the signs of truthful, of true. And when he came and he said, I want to save you from this miserable life that you live now, from this all catastrophes and calamities, killing each other for nothing, for a very stupid reasons, and Rasulullah and he promised them, if you follow me, you will conquer Persian and Rome, Romans, and the treasures of Paris and Rome will be spent in the Bible. لَتُنْفَقَنَّ كُنُوز كِسْرَ وَقَيْسَرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And you will have very good life. You will be the kings, you will be the leaders of the world. But be careful. Don't let this life, world, to deceive you. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Don't be deceived. Even if you will be rich and very luxury life and you are leaders and you are rulers and superiors, don't be deceived of this world. This world is temporary and this world is very short life. We are all of us passengers, like those who are crossing the desert. All of us will die. Akhirah is coming. Dunya is running away. The grave is waiting for us. We are like passengers in a train. We took the first station. The first station was when we been born in this world, and the last station when we will leave this world. Every day that passes, we are going far away from our first station, and we are coming closer to our destination. Don't be deceived. Don't be cheated. Don't lie. غرنكم بالله الغرور يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم واخشوا يوما لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. Don't be deceived. The promise of Allah is haq. Then he said, they said, the most of the people, when they live in the luxury and the beautiful life and everything is there, food, they forget the akhirah and forget Allah and forget the covenant that they signed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمِيثَاقَهُ. The contract that you signed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمِيثَاقَهُ الَّذِي وَاثَقَكُمْ بِهِ إِذْ قُلْتُمْ سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. You have said, we are the slaves of Allah. You have said, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We obey. We hear and we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't forget this covenant. Don't forget this promise. Allahu Akbar. It's قلتم سمعنا وطعنا. And then the most of the people, the majority, they said, والله ما وجدنا هذا. He came to them after they were enjoying the life. He said, الرحيل. They said, الرحيل in the أهل الدعوة, تبليغ, they said, التشكيل. What's meaning الرحيل? التشكيل. 4 months, 1 year, 40 days, الرحيل. They said, where? Now you brought us to this very beautiful life. Where are now you want to take us? He said, إلى ماء ليس كمائكم. In a water, the water that not like this water, أبيض من اللبن وأحلى من العسل من يشربها لا يظمأ بعدها أبدا. A water that white more than the milk and sweeter more than the honey, and who will drink this water, he will not be thirsty forever and ever. إلى ماء ليس كمائكم، وإلى رياض في جنات النعيم عرضها السماوات والأرض ليست كرياضكم. خلق الله جنة عدن بيده، لبن من فضة، لبن من ذهب، ملاطها المسك، حصباؤها اللؤلؤ والياقوت، من يدخلها ينعم ولا يبأس، يخلد ولا يموت، لا تبلى ثيابه ولا يفنى شبابه، لا تبلى ثيابه ولا يفنى شبابه. الله سبحانه وتعالى created the Jannah, the palaces of Jannah. One brick of gold, one brick of silver. The cement is a musk, and the soil of the Jannah is a musk, and the stones thrown in the ground, it is emerald, pearls, diamonds, all the kinds of jewelry. من يدخلها ينعم ولا يبأس. Who will enter Jannah, he will enjoy and never see one second of sadness or misery or something or pain. And his youth will stay forever and ever, and his clothes will never get torn, how we say? Dirty. Vanish. So they he said, إِلَى مَاءٍ لَيْسَ كَمَائِكُمْ وَإِلَى رِيَاضٍ لَيْسَتْ قِرِيَاضِكُمْ. التشكيل، الخروج. اخرجوا من هذه الدنيا وعمروا الآخرة. Come out of this dunya, build your akhirah. The akhirah is waiting. The akhirah, every day we are going to our akhirah. Every day we are coming closer to our akhirah. The akhirah is waiting for you. The hur'een are waiting for you. The palaces, the rivers on Jannah, they are above. They are all waiting for you. إلى ماء ليس كمائكم وإلى رياض ليس كرياضكم. فقال جلهم, the majority, of course the majority, everywhere, even in Durban, the majority, if you say who is ready, التشكيل عند الامتحان يكرم المرء أو يهان. What is the امتحان? Is تشكيل. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. Allah will never leave us like this. Allah will give imtihan, test. You know what is the test? When the man will come, stand up and state, who is ready 4 months? This is the big test. This is your big test now. You are being tested now. Are you ready to give your akhirah? What you prefer? You prefer dunya or you prefer akhirah? What do you want? What do you want, akhirah or you want dunya? This is the test. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. So, إلى ماء ليس كمائكم وإلى رياض ليست كرياضكم. جنات النعيم المقيم. قال جلهم, no, we are busy, we have jobs, we have shops, we have children, we have wives, we have houses, we have ta-ta-ta-ta. قال جلهم, والله ما وجدنا هذا حتى ظننا أن لن نجده. We swear by Allah that we were sure that we will be destroyed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved us and gave us this beautiful life. وَأَيُّ عَيْشٍ خَيْرٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. Is there a life better than to live in Durban with big houses and good cars, with money and shops and jobs and dogs? Well, do you think there is a life better than this? We don't want Jannah. We want to stay in Durban. But ya Habibi, you will die. You cannot, even if you have the most luxurious life, and the most, how you say, the beautiful life, but you will die a miskin. You will die. You will leave this world. You will leave this beautiful house. And you will leave your car. And you will leave your wife. You will leave your children. You will leave all of them. You will die, my brother, my friend. Wake up. Wake up. You are going to Akhirah. And this is the real journey. This is the real travel. We are travelers. We are passengers going to Akhirah. So, wallahi, qala jullhum, wa hum aktharuhum. Wallahi, ma wajadna hadha hatta dhananna alla najidahu. Wa ayyu aishin khayrin min hadha. Where is there's life? Is there life better than we have now? فَقَالَ أَقَلُّهُمْ. The minority, Ahlu al-Sidq, Ahlu al-Thabat, Ahlu al-Istiqama, all the time are minority. Few people. One man, he was in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, was making tawaf. Say, Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel, Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel, Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel. Ya Allah, make me from the few people. Ya Allah, make me from the few. Umar said, what is this dua? Say, didn't hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, wa qaleelun min ibadiya shakur. Ya Allah, ja'alni min al-qaleel. Qaleelun. The majority, don't look at the majority. Don't look at your neighbors. Don't look at the people in the world. لا يوحشنك اسلك طريق الحق ولا تستوحش من قلة السالكين وإياك وطريق الباطل ولا يغرنك كثرة الهالكين. So the majority, finish. The majority, majority, my brothers, they said no, and the minority said yes. And they said, this minority said to the majority, you gave the man your covenants and your promise and you swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you said by Allah will obey you and never disobey you. And he was truthful in the beginning of his hadith. And wallahi, la yasduqannakum fi akhirihi. وقد صدقكم في أول حديثه فوالله لا أصدقنكم في آخره فراح في من اتبعه. Who was ready to go with him, ready for تشكيل, he took them and stayed behind all the majority. Then an enemy, نظر بهم عدو, an enemy attacked them and they became بين أسير وقتيل, some prisoners and some killed. So this is the ummah now. So my dear brothers, we have the dignity, the honor, the salvation of this ummah to move in the path of Allah. If this ummah, we are from Palestine, the people asking me what we can do for Palestine. We are Palestinians, we are nearby. We wanted to send things, aid to the brothers in Gaza, but we cannot do it. We sent trucks, and they stole all of it. No, nothing reached there. The best thing that we can do, not only for Gaza, for all the ummah, 2 billion Muslims, and to go to strive in the path of Allah, and to make dua, because our dua will be accepted. Dua, without dawah, it's not enough. And we need to strive in the path of Allah and to move fi sabilillah. So the nusrat of Allah, inshallah, will be with us. Inshallah, all of us, you'll be ready. Sallallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala an yuwaffiqana lima yuhibbu wa yarda. Allahumma aghfir lana ghafur, tub alayna tawab. عملنا سوءا وظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم اقبل قلوبنا وقلوب المسلمين والمسلمات في العالم كله إلى دينك وجود حبيبك. اللهم ردنا والمسلمين والمسلمات لدينك وردا جميلا. أنزل هدايتك في المسلمين، أنزل هدايتك في العالمين. أقم جهد الدين، اللهم أحي الدين كله في العالم كله. اللهم أظهر دينك على الدين كله. اللهم أتم نورك حتى يبلغ ما بلغ الليل والنهار. أدخل نور الإسلام في كل بيت في العالم. اللهم ربنا واجعلنا أسبابا واجعلنا سهما في ذلك. اللهم ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.